مبلغ for you is my prayer. مبلغ for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success share. مبلغ for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success share.
الحمد لله رب العالمين
والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we're all gathered in the South Level Ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami in London, Jami Masjid Hounslow. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we've come here with an intention, and that intention is that we want to learn about our beautiful deen. Let's make good intentions that inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will not just listen to the bayan, but we will try to act upon the bayan as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will try to pass on the message to other people as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, during the bayan, when we hear the name of Allah, we will say Azza wa Jal. During the bayan, when we hear the beautiful name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will write the Durood-e Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Amir Ahle Sunnat, Shaykh Tariqat, the lover of Ala Hazrat, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, may his shadow remain upon us. In one of his bayans, Amiri Ahl-e-Sunnat, he mentions a beautiful blessing of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, three people will not see me on the day of judgment. Number one, the one who is disrespectful to his parents. Number two, the one who does not act upon my sunnahs. And number three, the one who hears my name but does not send durood upon me. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Once a companion of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked, O Prophet of Allah, at the time of Jahiliyyah, when I did not accept Islam, when I was committing the sins, was Allah ta'ala aware of me? And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he replied, yes, Allah Azza wa Jal was aware of you. Allah Azza wa Jal was always looking upon you. When this companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he heard this from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he started to tremble. He started crying. He fell to the ground and he passed away. My dear Islamic brothers, fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is such a great thing that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in one of his hadiths he says, two things will take a person into paradise: good character and the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. The fear of Allah, crying in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the first story we heard about the companion, it is our aqeedah that all the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are destined to go to paradise. Yeah, look at the fear these companions had. And it says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that a person, whatever sins he has committed at the time of Jahiliyyah, at that time when a person is not Muslim, whatever he does, whatever sins he commits, he accepts Islam, Allah Ta'ala will forgive all of them sins. Yeah, look at the fear of this companion. This companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he could not take it that I was committing these sins. And whilst I was committing these sins, Allah Azza wa Jal was looking upon me. My dear Islam brothers, let's all look at ourselves. When we commit sins, when we make an intention to commit a sin, have we ever thought to ourselves, has this thought ever come into our minds? Whatever I'm doing, Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of me. I can lock myself up in the room. I can lock myself up in the house. My friends are looking at me. My parents are looking at me. No one is looking at me. But my dear Islamic brothers, there is one, Allah Azza wa Jal, who is looking upon you. Today, we want to talk about this fear of Allah and some of the stories from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much fear they had, how much they used to cry in the fear of Allah. Today we've got a conception in our minds, why do people cry? Sometimes we see on Madani channel, sometimes we see the Muballighins, we see the scholars, when they cry in the fear of Allah, we tend to think to ourselves, why are they crying? Allah Azza wa Jal, He's merciful. Allah Ta'ala can forgive. But my dear Islamic brothers, so many verses inside the Holy Quran. Have you not heard or read the Holy Quran, these verses? Azabun Aleem, Azabun Shadeed. So many verses inside the Holy Quran. They talk about the wrath of Allah, the punishment of Allah. Yeah, look at the lives of these companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even though they are destined to go to paradise, yet they would always tremble in the fear of Allah. And also crying in the fear of Allah, there are many, many rewards. Ahmad bin Abi Huri, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, I saw my servant girl in my dream. I have not seen any woman more beautiful than her in my life. When he saw this dream, he asked her about this beauty, and she replied, do you remember that night when you were crying in the fear of Allah? Whilst you were crying in the fear of Allah, your tears were flowing from your eyes. I took just one tear. I massaged it over my face. And thereafter, Allah Azza wa Jal has given me this beauty what you are seeing today. Hadi Islamic brothers, in Tafsir Na'imi, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he writes, to cry whilst listening to the Quran, whilst doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and crying at the time of praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a great blessing. So not everyone can cry. There is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day the companions were sat around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, I'm going to recite the Quran. I'm going to recite Surah At-Takathur. Whoever cries in the fear of Allah, Jannah will become necessary for him. And the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they were listening to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting the Quran, what better person can you have to recite the Quran than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He was reciting the Holy Quran, and the companions, some of them they start to cry, whilst others could not cry. And they said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we could not cry. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, I will read it again. Whoever cries in the fear of Allah, Jannah will become wajib for him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started reciting the surah again. And as he was reciting, some of the companions started crying. And some of them could not cry. So then again they went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we still could not cry. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he addressed the companions again and he said to them, I am going to recite the Holy Quran. Anyone who cries in the fear of Allah, Jannah will become wajib on him. So he recited the same surah again, and some of the companions, they started crying again. And some of the companions, they couldn't cry. So they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, if you cannot cry, then make your face, make them face expressions as if you are crying. So this is for my dear Islam brothers. For people like us who cannot cry. We can cry when we lose something in the world. We can cry when our business is folding up. We can cry. We can cry when we lose wealth of this world. But for those, my dear Islam brothers, if we cannot cry, at least we can make them facial expressions that we are crying. A person, he once saw a dream. Now this is for those people. Now, how can someone cry? How, you've seen Madini Channel, you've seen Alhamdulillah, the Muballighins of Dawat Islami, you've seen Amir Ahl Sunnat, you've seen Nigran Shura, how they'll cry. They cry in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why do they cry? Someone asked a question, why do they cry on Madri channel? We've seen a lot of Muballis. Why do they cry? Let me give you an answer from this, my dear Islamic brothers. Someone saw a dream and he saw a very beautiful young man. And he asked him, who are you? And he replied, I am piety and taqwa. I'm piety and taqwa. And he asked, where can I find you? So this person is asking, piety and taqwa, where can I find you? And he replied, in the hearts of those people who have the fear of Allah and cry in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Why do they cry? Because they have piety. Why do they cry? Because they have the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And my dear Islamic brothers, those of us who say that we cannot cry, people talk about fire of hell, people talk about the punishment of Allah, people talk about so many people before us who were destroyed by Allah Azza wa Jalla, but we still can't cry. My dear Islam brothers, it could be why we cannot cry. It's either one thing, is we do not have that taqwa, that piety inside our hearts, or because we are too madly in love with this world. My dear Islam brothers, Hazrat Sayyiduna Muhammad bin Munqadir, these tears which flow from your eyes, do you know the value of these tears? Hazrat Sayyiduna Muhammad bin Munqadir, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he would cry in the fear of Allah, he would massage his tears, those tears which were flowing, he would take them tears and he would massage them over his face. And the people, they asked him, why do you do that for? And Sayyidina Muhammad bin Qadir, bin Munqadir, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, I have heard that the fire of hell will not burn a place where the tears fall. So these tears which fall from a Muslim's eye, wherever they fall onto the body, that part of the body will not be burnt in the fire of hell. Hadi Islamic brothers, those who cry in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, listen to this beautiful saying. It says that Allah Azza wa Jal has said that those who cry in my fear, I will give them a blessing and light, and I will shower my mercy upon them and tell the people to sit with those who cry in my fear. I will shower my blessings upon them as well. So this is a direct order. Sit with those who cry in the fear of Allah. Don't sit with those who have forgotten their hereafter. Don't sit with those who are always laughing, who are always talking about other people, backbiting. My dear Islam brothers, according to this command, we should find good friends. Friends who cry in the fear of Allah. Now let's look at our friends today. Close your eyes, imagine who your best friend is. And have you ever imagined that day, try to think of that day when you were sat with your best friend. That best friend who you are imagining in your mind. Did you ever cry in the fear of Allah? When you were sat with your best friend at night, talking to him about the world, talking to him, backbiting about the people, did your friend ever cry that whatever he is doing, he's committing a sin? Did you ever cry over that? When you were sat with your best friend, you were with him all night, but you could not wake up for Fajr namaz, did you cry or did your best friend cry in the fear of Allah? Hadi Islamic brothers, this is an effect of a bad friend. Because a bad friend will take you away from the mercy of Allah. A good friend will bring you towards the mercy of Allah. And there is a saying that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that your religion depends on your friends.
Who are your friends? Is your friend the one who will invite you to the masjid, who brought you to the ijtima? If that is your friend, then subhanallah, you are lucky that you have a friend who acts upon the saying of Allah, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. My dear Islamic brothers, that friend is acting upon the command of Allah and he is trying to save you. But if your friend is the one, you made your mind up to come to the ijtima, you made your intention that you are going to travel on the Madani Kafila, and you meet up with your friend and he says to you, what are you doing? Let's come and chill out on a weekend. Why didn't you go on the Madani Kafila? Look, I'm going with my other friends. Why don't you come and join us? Ma'azallah, we're going to the cinema. Ma'azallah, we're going to go watch a film in his house. We're going to watch so and so. If that is your friend, it's really time to worry about that. And it's time to wake up, my dear Islam brothers. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ahmad bin Hori rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. The first incident I mentioned in front of you. Crying in the fear of Allah, it brings beauty to a person. And Hazrat Sayyiduna Yazid Rakashi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, one of the greatest wali of his time, he used to cry at the time of his death. He was crying. At the time of his death, he was crying. And someone asked him, why are you crying for? Are you scared of the sins you've committed? Sayyiduna Yazid Rakashi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he replied, when I die, I will not get the chance to attend the gathering and stand for salah during the night. It's only what he's worried about. He's not worried about losing his wealth. He's not worried about losing his family. What he's worried about is that I used to go to the gatherings. So if you put it into the terminology of Dawat Islami, he's trying to say to us, I'm going to miss the ijtima. I will not be able to attend the ijtima. And also, them nights I used to spend in the worship of Allah, I'm going to lose all that worship as well. He's missing that worship. He's missing the gatherings. Today, someone sat here, someone might have, you know, they must have phoned you 10 times, 20 times, South level ijtima, please come to the ijtima. And alhamdulillah, he was successful and you were successful in coming as well. But my dear Islamic brothers, let's think to ourselves. When we die, when a person dies, what happens? What goes through his mind at that time? A lot of people go to the hospitals. Go to the hospital. Meet those people who are ill. Majority of them people, you will find that they fear Allah. That they fear death. Not because they're going to leave all the good deeds they've been doing in this world. But they fear death because they have nothing to show in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Let's bring that into our life. Why look at other people? Why look at other people? Why point to other people? Let's look that into our own selves today. How much do I miss going to the ijtima? When I miss an ijtima once a month, how much do I miss that ijtima? To travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. To learn the beautiful sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Do I ever miss that? If I don't, my dear Islamic brothers, then there is something to be worried about. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What a beautiful saying he says. This saying is to wake us up. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that this world is a place of action, not accountability. And tomorrow will be the day of accountability, not the place of action. It's going to be too late on the day of judgment. When we say, Allah, send me back to the world again. It's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. When your family members pick you up and take you to that graveyard and they bury you inside that grave, it's going to be too late. We cannot come back from the dead and start doing these things again. It is now or never. My dear Islam brothers, it is now or never. And my dear Islamic brothers, this month of Rajab, it's another blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. As the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, he says that the month of Rajab is for you to sow your seeds of good deeds. It's nearly 10 or 11 days have passed by. My dear Islam brothers, have we started? Have we started sowing the seeds of our good deeds in this month? Have we started yet? Majority of us including myself as well, sadly, my dear Islam brothers, because we are so madly in love with this world. This month of Rajab was supposed to be a month where we change our lives. This month of Rajab was supposed to be a month where if I could not make it for Fajr namaz, now I will wake up for Fajr. I will bring my friends with me. This month of Rajab was supposed to change me. It hasn't changed me. This month of Rajab is gonna fly past. The month of Shaban will come. The night of Shab-e-Barat will come. It will go. The month of Ramadan will come. I still haven't changed myself. Is that not something to worry about? Is that not something to worry about? That I am 15 years old. I am 20 years old. I still cannot become a namazi 5 times. Is that not something that we should cry over? Is that not something that we need to worry about? I am 25 years old. I am married. I have children. I cannot become a 5 times namazi. My children haven't even become a namazi. Is that not something that we worry about? But still, Allah Azza wa Jalla is feeding us. Still we are breathing. Yet, my dear Islam brothers, our eyes are still closed. We don't even remember. We don't even remember our death today. Imagine, for those Islamic brothers who have married, who have little children, if you cannot become a 5 times namazi, are your children going to become a namazi? Those parents who drop their children off at the madrasa, you are waiting outside for your children to come outside, yet your little children are stood in the saf reading their asr namaz while the dad is waiting outside in the car park, waiting for his children to come outside. What impression, what kind of a teaching are you giving to your children? These children, when they grow up and they stand in front of you, and then you say to them, my son, go to the masjid and read namaz. This is one thing we say, go to the masjid. We never say, let us both go to the masjid. But it's always, take my son on the Madani Kafila. Make him, teach him what the respect of parents is. Are you not supposed to teach what the respect and rights of children are? My dear Islamic brothers, we need to wake up. And seriously, time is running out. Another beautiful saying of those pious people. It says that 3 things will go with you to the graveyard. With 3 things, we keep on hearing about these 3 things that will grow, that will go with a person to the graveyard. Number 1 is your family members, your relatives, your friends. Number 2 is your wealth. And number 3 is your action. And who will go with you inside the grave? It is your action. Your wealth, as soon as you die, that Mercedes, that car you've got parked up in your garage, it's not yours anymore. That expensive watch which you spent so many pounds on, so many thousands of pounds, 24-carat watch, that's gonna be taken off your body. Your friends, your mother, your father, they love you. They've taken care of you. They looked after you when you were young. But that same mother, that same father, he will say to the people, Hario, pick his body up, give him ghusl and take him to the graveyard. If today something happens to you and you are admitted in the hospital, your parents will be there on your bedside. So my dear Islam brothers, it will be the same parents when you die. They'll be telling people, hurry up and take them to the graveyard. Hey, Islamic brothers, Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his wife at the time of his death, near his death, she started crying. And Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to her, what are you crying for? And she says that we're going to lose you. We're gonna miss you. And Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, beautiful answer he gave, he goes, I cannot wait the day the soul is taken out of my body, because I know that I am going to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. Do we think the same as well? Think to yourself. Are we waiting for the soul to be taken out of our body? Seriously. Everyone, think to yourself. Are we waiting for the angel of death to come to us and to take our soul away? Or are we dreading that day when the angel of death will come to us? And then we will not have anywhere to run, anywhere to hide. my dear son brothers, that is going to be the last day we live in this world. And then we know what is awaiting for us, my dear son brothers. Hazrat Sayyiduna Fath Mosili, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, when he used to cry, we don't even cry today. And even though we do cry, we look at our ikhlas, our sincerity. Oh my dear Islam brothers, look at these pious people. When they cry in the fear of Allah, Hazrat Sayyiduna Fath Mosili, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, when he used to cry tears of blood. He was once asked, why do you cry? He replied, I was crying because of my lack of worship. And someone asked him, but why do you cry? And tears fall, instead of tears, water, it is blood. Sayyiduna Fateh Mosili, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he replied, because I did not believe in my tears. That water, I did not believe in my tears. Therefore, I was crying blood. So that on the day of judgment, when Allah Azza wa Jal, He asked me, Oh Fateh Mosili, why were you crying tears of blood? I could say, Ya Allah, I was crying because of your fear. And it says that the reason for that is that if Allah Azza wa Jal says to him, he will reply, Oh Allah, I wanted to meet you and so that you could forgive me. When he cries tears of blood. And people like me and you, who commit sins day in and day out, who commit sins every second of our lives, cannot even cry. Cannot even cry when we miss our Fajr Salah. Cannot even cry when we miss our Zuhr Namaz. We swear, we cause pain to our parents, we still cannot cry. And these people, 40 years, his actions were given to the court of Allah, not even one sin. And they cried tears of blood. And we can't even cry today. Because that love of this world is in our hearts today. That our heart is stained with the love of this world. We can cry when we lose wealth, but we cannot cry when we commit a sin. My dear Islamic brothers, let me just mention this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the world is sweet and beautiful. It's so sweet, it looks so beautiful out there. We lose our conscience. We lose our reason for coming to this world when we look at the beauty of this world. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the world is sweet and beautiful. Allah will make you the ambassador to see and judge your actions. Therefore, keep away from the world and be scared from women. Meaning, do not take interest in women. I swear by Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is swearing in the name of Allah. I swear by Allah, I do not fear poverty over you. But I am scared that the world will be open in front of you. As it was open to the people before you, then you will turn towards it. As the people turns towards it before you, and it will destroy you as it destroyed the people before you. Has the world not destroyed us today? We cannot find a few minutes to go to the masjid, read our namaz. Yeah, we can spend time with our friends, chatting all night, chatting on the internet, but we cannot find time to go to the masjid to learn about the deen. If someone was supposed to tell us that we're going to go on a business trip, we will go with him for years, for weeks and weeks. But when someone comes up and says, Madani Kafala is traveling for 3 days, don't have time. Does that not tell us that there's something wrong here? And when are we going to wake up? When are we going to realize? When is that day going to come? We don't know. It could be today, it could be tomorrow. Not prepared for it. Not prepared to sacrifice a few minutes. My dear Islamic brothers, Alhamdulillah, this is what Dawat Islam is trying to give us. That mentality, that thought. Please think about your hereafter. Don't just think about this world. How long are you going to be in this world? What about the grave? What about the hereafter? Just think to yourself, close your eyes, my dear Islamic brothers. Imagine, this is the time to imagine, I hope, my dear Islamic brothers, we can be successful in this imagination. When the angel of death, we will come, we will take our soul away. Imagine that time. Everyone will be standing around you. Your body will be taken to the graveyard. When the questions are asked inside the grave, and especially when the third question is going to be asked, مَا كُنْتَ تَقُولُ فِي حَكِّ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ. What did you used to say about him? And he says that at that time, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be present in our graves. People like us. What if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he looks at us and he says, hold on a minute. I told you, did you not learn, did you not hear about me when I said, keeping a beard is my sunnah, you don't even have a beard. What is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He says, do not be like my enemies. And we are dressed up like enemies today. Our hairstyle, our beard, ma'azallah. You know, so many Islamic brothers, they have ragga beards, pencil lines. How do you reckon that when you are buried inside the grave, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will recognize you? It's not going to be that. It's going to be difficult. Today, if we break the sunnah, our hairstyles, and who gives these hairstyles? It is our parents, some of them who are involved in that. Children, as young as 5 or 6 years old, they don't know what short back and side is. They don't know what box cut is. They don't know what a ponytail is. Who is giving them that mind? One of the Islamic, in my madrasa, a young child, 6 years old, he comes to the madrasa, and this is what I'm saying, my dear Islamic brothers. We are deliberately making our future bad and our children's future bad as well. That 6 year old, he came to the madrasa with a pony hairstyle. The Qari Sahib, he says to him that you are not supposed to have that ponytail. And you know what he said? He says, Qari Sahib, I did not have that ponytail. My dad had one and he forced me to have it as well. I told him that I'm not allowed to have this in the madrasa. He forced me to have this ponytail. And when the Qari Sahib said to him, that go and take it off, shave this part off, he started crying. That 6 year old, he started crying. He was, Qari Sahib, if I shave that off today, my dad's gonna beat me up at home. I can't do it. How that 6 year old is so scared of his dad, not because he's Mr. Namaz or Sunnah, because he's trying to act upon a Sunnah, he's scared of his dad today. And another thing, more shocking thing he says, the Qari Sahib, he says, well, why don't you tell your mom to shave you off? He goes, if I tell my mom to shave the off, he's gonna beat my mom up as well. Imagine that son, when he grows up, what kind of Islam is that father giving to his son? Dear Islamic brothers, we can talk all day, but we need to change. Seriously, there has to be changes in our lifestyle. If when I change, the whole community will change. That's all sat here. Let's all make our intention. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, no matter what other people do, I am going to change myself. Whatever happens out there, whatever other fashion is out there, now my fashion will be the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My fashion will not be a box skirt or short back and side. My fashion will be the zulf of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My fashion will not be to spend hundreds of pounds on my clothing to get a so and so fashion. My fashion from now on, and you will get that fashion from the Maktabatul Madina bookstore, and that fashion is your Madini libas. But yes, my brother, let's make these intentions. Go back home and let's start a fresh life. As they say, it's not too late because we are still alive, we are still breathing. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the ability to act upon what we have said and to give us true sincerity that we can cry with sincerity in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen. Bichahi Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
O Muballigh, for you is my prayer. O Muballigh, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success.